It's Wednesday morning, just after 8:05. That means we check in with County Councilwoman Marty Hawks. She makes her weekly Wednesday visit. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Is the sun out in Ellettsville this morning?
Well, it's working on it.
There you go. It's just behind the clouds, right?
Correct.
We get caught up with Marty every Wednesday morning, keeping an eye on local county affairs, as Marty and the county council, their primary job is to manage the money at the county level, Marty. And an issue that we've seen that has been in the spotlight, Tim Mayer talked about it, we've all talked about it, the TIF districts and their grandfathering. Where are we at on all that, and what needs to happen moving forward?
Well, when the TIF district is set to expire, you'll see a lot of people really moving fast trying to put a new debt in place. And if they do that before July 1, then it extends the entire time for that TIF over the life of the bond. So what we're looking at, and you can decide for yourself whether or not you think it's a good idea, is expanding the area that this, where they're going to capture all these taxes, and they're combining them so that the possibility of extending the lifetime of all these TIFs will be extended dramatically if they get a bond in place before July 1. And you can expect it to be a fairly large bond.
What's the bond for?
Well, we don't even know yet, but it could be, in part, they could use it for that Switchyard Park, or they could use it for the convention center.
I thought the TIF districts were supposed to be used for things in those districts to improve and make it for
infrastructure.
Yeah.
But you see, that it is a situation where it would be allowed to be used for those things that they have mentioned. Now, why would that make a difference to the county or to you or to anyone else? Well, when they capture all of that increase of value every time a new building goes up or whatever, all of those taxes that are generated from that will go into that fund, that TIF fund, to pay back this large bond they're talking about, as well as any other debts. That will not come over into the rest of the county, city and county assessed values, in order to help maintain that lower tax rate. So it's a balancing act for certain, and it's not something the county can, we don't have a vote on it, so they could go ahead and move forward with that, as it certainly appears they're going to. But combining them allows them to have a much larger bond issue and do it, like, for instance, do one major project or even two major projects. And
so they need the TIFs to do the bonds? Is that the connector?
In order to extend the life of the TIF. In other words, the
why do we need to extend the TIF?
I'm not saying I do, but why would those who would like to extend the TIF?
Yes, it's expiring. You did
if
this.
If it expires, they'll no longer collect all that additional assessed value. The assessed value would go back to all the rest of the tax.
Okay, and then my next dumb question, because I'm good at these, why isn't everything a TIF district then?
Well, we would. It almost looks as if they are capturing.
And why would they ever have an expiration date on them?
Well, because the state law, you know, everybody can complain about the state all they want, but thank goodness we have someone keeping us from shooting ourselves in the foot as much as possible. Because it's wonderful to have a way to pay for all of this infrastructure.
Right.
But at some point in time, if this assessed value doesn't get released back to the rest of the taxpayers, it changes what the school can generate. It changes what all other taxing units can generate, and still keep those tax rates low.
But Marty, couldn't they use some of that money without a TIF district and be able to do some of these same things? And it just, but maybe they just wouldn't have quite as much money to deal
with. Well, here's the point. If that TIF district expires and they've got to have a bond in place before July 1, or the TIF district time frame will run out because of the way the laws have changed, and then they'll expire, and then the city will not have all of these dollars to go to grow whatever infrastructure they want. Now, I want you to understand, I'm not arguing for or against
right. TIF districts. I understand that.
I just want to explain how it works. I do know this legislation going through at the state that's trying to help out the schools to say the TIF districts can release some of this the dollars back to the school for their transportation fund. There's also legislation going through that says that the TIF districts can use dollars for transportation systems, if I understood that legislation correctly. Now, that brings me back to the subject at hand that I wanted to talk about, is that if the city really wants to give more money to their transportation system, the Bloomington transportation system, they have the opportunity, if this legislation goes through that I just spoke of, to do that out of their TIF districts. And since they're going to be capturing so much of the extra
So is this the expanded Bloomington Transit?
I'm sorry?
This is the expansion of Bloomington Transit you're hinting at?
Well, you're really going down in a hole. I cannot hear you.
Bloomington Transit, we talked about that a couple weeks ago, about their expansion. You're talking right. about using this TIF money to expand transportation. Would that cover that?
Well, I mean, it could.
Because all these dots you can kind of connect.
Right. And what last night I had, I invited Carrie Conway of Rural Transit to come to discuss the opportunities that Rural Transit provides to the rural community, because the newspaper had said, oh, well, there's no transportation out to Ivy Tech or any of these other places, and certainly that was not the correct information. There's many trips per day out to Ivy Tech. There's many trips per day to the Elksville area. So I've been watching what's going on at the state with that legislation, because remember, if that passes as it is presently written, Senator Stoop's bill, I think it's 379, it puts in place the ability for Bloomington Transit to come out into the county to provide transportation out in that area. If it stays the way it is written now, that will definitely affect Rural Transit's revenue, because their revenue is tied to ridership. And, you know, that will we really, the people in the rural areas, receive the kind of service that they would then be paying extra dollars for? Because remember, we don't have local taxes right now for rural transit, and this would be local taxes to expand Bloomington Transit out into the county.
Our so. Guest this morning is County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. She checks in every Wednesday morning and helps us figure out what's going on with county finance.
Okay, Marty, I guess what I'm getting a little confused about is if they combine all these TIF districts into one big TIF district and they decide to use then what we're doing essentially is removing any county control over this money, aren't we?
If they combine all those TIF districts, it's within the city. So it isn't as if the county
has any authority.
I'm going to put you on loudspeaker because, boy, something's wrong with my phone. Just a minute.
So
I must have hit. I think I hit a mute button.
You must have. You sound fine, and we've got red lights bouncing in here, which means we're too loud. So we'll get it all figured out.
Okay, I will turn you off.
I'll tell you what. Let's do this, Marty. Let me take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
Call us right back, and we'll get part two of our interview coming up with Marty Hawk next. We're brought to you this morning by J&S Locksmith. They're at 508 West 17th Street here in downtown Bloomington, and J&S is with us every Monday through Friday in the very busy 8 to 8:30 half hour. And we'll get Marty right back up on the phone. Hang tight. Fill up that cup of coffee. We'll be back in 60 seconds. It's Glass in the Morning. It's February 11th. Happy Wednesday at WGCL. Marty, we're back with our TIF discussion this morning and talking about these TIF districts here in Bloomington. Putting them all together under one big TIF roof, is there an advantage to that, a disadvantage to that? Talk about where we're at with all this.
Okay, the advantage if for the city is that combining them together, they can put out one large debt that could do a major project, because they can use the revenue from all of the TIFs instead of just one of the TIFs, because you can only do so much out of the smaller TIFs. Well, now they're putting them all together. They could do, as Chris Smith questioned at the Plan Commission level, his concern that they could, you know, use it all up, it appeared to me what he was saying, in one
project.
One big project, right. One or two, not leaving the kind of money you would really need for the smaller projects, roads, water, sewer, sidewalks, et cetera. So I understand the concern, and I also would be very cautious about until we know exactly what's going to happen with the assessed value problems that we see, that the legislation has to do some kind of correction, because those revenues might not be as great going into those TIF areas. But they have to have a bond in place before July 1, or some of these TIFs, because of the way the state law is written, some of these TIFs would expire. What does that mean? That means all that assessed value would come back to all the other taxing units, and it would mean everybody's tax rates would be reduced by that amount, because our tax rates are always tied to how much our total assessed value is. And if the TIFs are capturing a huge amount of the assessed value, it pushes the tax rates. It doesn't allow the tax rates to be reduced.
All right.
Okay.
Moving on. There's a big parking garage on the corner of South, wanted to be on the corner of A Street and Morton, and the commissioners are on that. Tell us what the next step in that deal is, and who's going to pay for all that?
Well, the way the commissioners have it set up, because my thought is that it probably, I don't know the dollar amount, I haven't memorized, but I wondered if they were doing it and the financing plan the way they have it, so that it would not have to go to a referendum. I'd have to check that part out. But what they are proposing is that the commissioners will authorize it appears already have authorized the financing plan to be paid back out of our CUM cap budget. That is a rate control fund. That's a rate times all of the total assessed value in the county, and that draws in dollars into a cumulative capital fund that's supposed to pay for capital items as well as our technical service and so forth. And the reason why it's important to protect those dollars, not spend them all down, is because many times our public works director will have a project that we need to have matching dollars for to be able to bring in on the millions that we bring in through the federal government, as well as the matching dollars that we use for the airport. So I have concern that if they spend down too much of the CUM cap dollars for this parking garage, there will be a larger pressure for every other capital item to go into a bond issue every year, year after year after year, approving
Marty,
a $2 million bond.
This isn't even going into the possibility that we may see assessed values for all of the commercial buildings in the community, you know, have to be changed.
Well,
do you think this is a push to get all this stuff done?
Well, I think that there's just a big, right now the push for the TIF expansion is because they don't want to let that time frame die out, and then the TIF would go away.
They just can't put a new TIF up?
They can't. Well, the TIF, if it expires for that area, it's not like as if they can go in and say, okay, I've got a brand new TIF now right in that area.
Well, the dumb question, why not?
Why not? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I don't believe that they can. I'm not I'm not the world's expert on this, okay. but I have been following along with the TIF for years and years, and I do know that as the time gets close to the TIF expiring, there's a reason why they want a bond in place, and if they combine all those TIFs together, and they went from like 2 point some, I mean, they almost doubled it, I think, from what the article said, the area the TIF will cover for the city.
Wow.
So, at any rate, it will give them the opportunity to have one great big huge TIF if that's something that they want to do. But back to the parking garage, which is a county project, the city apparently does not like
the
what
size
the plan
of it.
Is for the parking garage.
They don't like the look of it.
They don't like the size. The look of it. They don't want to look at that from the farmer's market or from the city hall or whatever. They think that it will be ugly. I'm not saying I've been for it. On the other hand, in order to provide any kind of parking that would make any kind of difference at all, it needs to be a certain height because the footprint of the property is so small. But it may very well be that the city will tell the county, if you want a parking garage, you go out where you can get more ground, you build a parking garage, or you build in some way have property that you can bus people back and forth because they don't want that parking garage there. So we'll see. I mean, here's the thing that is so funny is because if you're the county and you're saying, oh, well, we want individual property owners to not grow out into the county and so forth, and we're going to make all these rules. Oh, but on the other hand, we're going to put in place an income tax to send a bus out to get you. Oh, that makes no sense. Now, when it comes to the parking garage, they're saying, well, we want to make it clear to everybody else they have to do certain things to make things look pretty, but we don't want to have to do it. Same thing as out at the Solid Waste District, where the Solid Waste District county ran facility. They didn't want to have to put in all the shrubs that any other business would have had to put in. So it's one of those things, do as I say, not as I do.